Musiikin X. Vieras kuuluu sulle.
Mä tapasin St. Vincentin Flowfestarilla ennen tota sunnuntain keikkaa. Tämähän ei ole eka kerta, kun me ollaan Änin kanssa tavattu. Seuraavaksi kuunnellaan ensimmäinen osa tästä haastattelussa, jossa selviää muun muassa se, että muistiko Äni, kuka mä oon. Vuoden 2012 Flowssa nimittäin tavattiin ja silloin mä olin Änin artisti host.
St. Vincent, Annie Clark, welcome back to Finland.
Thank you, I love Finland.
Yeah, you were playing here at the same festival, Flow Festival, in 2012. So obviously you seem to remember that gig. How was it?
I do remember that gig because I remember we played late and we walked off stage and people were clapping. And then like a number of moments passed. And I was like, are they still clapping? And people were clapping for a very long time. And unfortunately, our curfew was on, so I couldn't go back and do much else. But I loved playing this festival.
And now you're back, and now you have the time to give them what they were missing then when they were still clapping. And as we already spoke, I was just about to ask you, I'm not sure if you remember, I for sure do remember, because it was such a great honor for me to be your artist host last time you were here. But it seems like you actually also remember that we met.
Yeah, you walked in, and I was like, oh, I know you. Yeah, that which is wild. Yeah.
I'm flattered. So nice to see you again. And when you were here, we kind of like went around the festival.
Yeah.
And a couple of my friends who were also musicians and guys, they were like so amazed. I was walking there with you because I think they kind of like think of you as a rock goddess.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they were pretty jealous. But then again, I think it's even more significant for like girls, especially young girls who are grabbing their guitars and starting their career as rock musicians, that there's like an idol or a person to look up to like you. You started playing guitar when you were really young. Mm-hmm. What was the decision for you? How did you decide to pick up the guitar and start playing it?
I just fell totally in love with music and I just wanted to be part of it. And I tried piano lessons first and I was like, this is boring. I don't want to be told what to do. I just want to play the songs that my ears are playing. So I got an electric guitar and started learning, you know, Nirvana songs and all that, and never stopped.
You started with Nirvana?
Yeah. Nice. There's a bunch of stuff, like definitely Hendrix and Nirvana and Neil Young, you know, all over the place.
Have you faced any prejudice throughout your career being a woman in rock and roll?
I'm sure that I did, but I was not aware of it. I didn't let anything stop me. It's hard to exactly. I'm sure that there were plenty of people who, you know, thought sexist thoughts about it, but I didn't pay any attention to that.
Yeah, but that requires strength and courage. What would you tell for like young girls out there, like thinking of, can I do this? Because there are not too many female rock and roll superstars or stars. What would you tell them to encourage them to go on with their thing?
My mom used to always tell me and my sisters, well, I think she actually changed the Barbie theme song and made it We Girls Can Do Anything, Right Annie? And that, I still get that in my head sometimes, you know? You can do anything. You absolutely can do anything. And don't let anybody put you down or dissuade you from following your dreams.
And also, when you're on stage, it really looks like you can do anything there. It's so crazy, because talking to you, you're like so friendly and calm. And then seeing you perform live, it's like, I hope you don't mind me saying, but it's like you're possessed or something.
Yeah.
It looks so amazing. How do you feel? What do you experience when you are playing and singing on stage?
It's just a totally different, just a whole different side. Probably like my subconscious, my unconscious mind kind of comes out. And, you know, I do things on stage that I would never dream of doing off stage. You know, stage dive or spit or, you know, like drink people's drinks or spray people with water cannon, whatever, you know, just like things that have expressions of mania or sadness or you know, life that don't really come out off stage happen on stage.
Uuden musiikin Xssä haastattelussa siis viime viikon loppuna Flowssa esiintynyt nykiläismuusikko Saint Vincent, joka kertoo rakastavansa Suomea heti tuohon haastattelun alkuun ja muistamansa hyvin edellisen Flow-keikkansa vuonna 2012, koska yleisö antoi hänelle suosionostukset silloin, jotka ei meinannut loppua millään. Ja ääni muisti kuin muistikin siis myös mut, joka oli hänen artistihostinsa tuolla edellisellä Flow-vierailulla. Ja puhuttiin myös naiskitaristeja, kitaristeja ja rockistarojen esikuvan merkityksestä nuorille mimmeille. Ja ääni itse aloitti kitaran soiton nuorena, koska piano oli äänestä tylsää, eikä hän halunnut, että kukaan sanoo hänelle, että mitä hänen pitää tehdä. Ja soitossa siinä alkuvaiheessa oli muun muassa Nirvanaa, Jimi Hendrixia ja Neil Youngia. Ja noista ennakkoluuloista ääni sanoi, että hän ei oikeastaan niin kuin tunnista kohdanneensa niitä, että varmaan niitä on ollut, mutta hän ei ole koskaan jotenkin lotkahtanut niille korviaan. Ja yksi syy tähän ehkä on se, että hänen äitinsä on pienestä pitäen rohkaissut häntä, ääniä ja hänen siskojaan, sanoen, että te voitte tehdä ihan mitä vaan. Sitten puhuttiin myös Saint Vincentin lavapresenssistä, joka näyttää siltä, että hän todellakin voi myös lavalla tehdä mitä vaan. Ja Saint Vincent sanoikin, että se on hänelle paikka, jossa voi tapahtua ihan täysin eri asioita kuin muuten. Hänen alitajuntaansa ottaa vallan ja sitten muun muassa stage divausta, sylkemistä tai veden heittämistä yleisöön saattaa tapahtua tämmöisen maanisen masennuksen, surun tai muun tunteen ilmaisuna.
Yle X.
Ja Saint Vincentin tosiaan tapasin sunnuntaina ennen hänen omaa keikkaansa ja puhuttiin muun muassa siitä, että hänen viime syksynä julkaistu Mass Seduction-albumiinsa on sekoitus voimakkaita kitarariffejä, sitten pari vähän hempeämpää balladia, mutta sitten myös uutta suuntaa edustavaa elektronisempaa menoa. Miten tämä soundi löytyi albumille?
I think probably just through a lot of trial and error. I worked with my friend Jackie Antonoff on the record and I was really just focused on writing the best songs I could possibly write, you know. I think there's a song on the record called Slow Disco that we made into a kind of like an 80s Madonna version called Fast Slow Disco that came out last
verse.
It's really fun. I did shot a video with all these like bears. Like I don't mean, well, I was going to say I don't mean furry animals, but like I big burly gay men.
Yeah.
And shooting the video was so fun. I basically just got to be a part of their party for a day. Just coated in lube and body hair. It was so fun. Moshing, slow dancing in an orgy. But anyway, I think the great thing about, you know, a well-constructed song is that it can live in any number of different, like, uniforms, you know. It's a ballad on the album. I made it a dance tune later. So that and I think that's been the case with all the songs that I did on this record. I can just pick them up and play them on an acoustic guitar and they still have a lot of heart.
And thematically, the album is about power and who has it, who rules, who uses it in different kind of forms. In your opinion, who has the power in the world now, like mostly? I mean, a lot of people do, but like it's usually concentrated in some points. But where do you see it now? And should it be moved somewhere else? Where there?
I think things are changing. I really do. You know, with you're like seeing this last bastion of a very toxic version of the patriarchy, like clinging on for dear life. And I think people who've been marginalized, be them, you know, women or people of color, or LGBT community, just all people who have been oppressed throughout history are joining to, you know, stick their fingers in the cracks of this crumbling machine. So I think it's, you know, change doesn't always happen as quickly as you'd like it to, but I think I've lived long enough to seen the world change in just 10 years or just 15 years or 5 years, and to see like the youth are, I would say, a formidable opponent to the old ways of doing things. So I have a lot of hope and a lot of excitement to see where this is going.
it's interesting to also see you doing like totally different stuff than your own music. Like recently you did a remix of Maroon 5 songs, Girls, that Cardi B is also featured on. It seems like to me sometimes that you're like flirting with the mainstream, you being like a praised alternative musician star. Is this something that is like important to you to try out different stuff, or what's your relationship to kind of like these kind of productions?
Well, doing the Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B remix was so much fun. First of all, I was like shocked that they let me anywhere near that track. But also, you know, I've been producing my own music for like 20 years when I started recording myself when I was really, really young. And so for me to like step into being a producer, and the way that when people talk about being a producer these days, a lot of times it means like the person who makes the track. Yeah. But like, so basically being a producer in that way and like making tracks and just kind of living in the studio, trying to make like beats that, you know, sound really good and like really groove. That's so fun for me. I think that I wish that I was more calculating, because I really just do things based on what I will enjoy. And I was like, it sounds so fun to work with a Cardi B vocal and like chop it up, and so fun.
Yle X. Uuden musiikin X. Iida Karimaa. Kuuluu sulle.